Welcome, welcome to the Black AF1 Pod. I'm your host, Roy, and my very soon to be finished with all of her finals and tests and papers, my lovely co-host.
Raina? I couldn't remember my name for a minute. I feel like we haven't done a podcast in so long, but obviously we did one last week, but for some reason my brain feels like we haven't done a podcast in so long, maybe because I've had like a torrentially awful long week, which I will discuss later when we get to start the week. But okay, so I just want to like shout out to you guys, because I think of all the episodes we've done, last week's episode received the best feedback from people. I had so many people, like the best part was like refreshing the timeline and seeing people talking about the podcast episode, even though they weren't tagging us. Like people were tweeting about who Raina really called up to her ancestors. And I was like, oh, I'm in my famous era. And like, no, even people telling us about how like, they were like, oh my God, like how like the Pierre Gasly stuff you were talking about really resonated. And like the feedback from last week's episode was, unbelievable. It made me feel like I was a serious podcaster. And my IRL bestie, my IRL Roy, finally listened to our podcast. And he didn't even say anything, but he posted on his story. And I heard I was like, And then I scrolled and realized he was listening to our podcast. And he followed our podcast account. And I was like,
That's cool.
And so he now, doesn't like, watch F1. Like, he doesn't, he's like you. He doesn't really watch sports.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I was like, okay, not the support. So that had me really feeling good. So, like, yeah, a little light came out of what was that last week's race because, oh Lord. At this point, I'm having nightmares about F1. I kid you not. I had a dream where I woke up in sweats, where Alonso won a race, and I literally woke up sweating. God forbid, and I instantly got on my knee and I was praying to the Lord. I was like, it was
oh gosh,
when I say it was traumatic.
Yes,
this sports has been a bloody chokehold. Like, I tweeted on our account about how I made plans for next week Saturday night that I know I'm not gonna keep to because I'm gonna stupidly watch qualifying. Yep. Because I'm a mumu like me. Anyways, as if this week wasn't bad enough for me, Lewis had to come through with an ugly outfit. That outfit was screaming, and I tweet this on my private. That outfit was screaming, Nigerian man who is going to America for the first time. Oh, you know, in the Nigerian movies, when they come back from abroad,
yes,
the way they dress up, and you're like, hey, Jiba! That is literally what that outfit. And the moment I saw that, I knew it wasn't Law. I was like, this is not styled by Law. And then I later saw it on Jason Bolden's story. I said, it's you. I was not even shocked because I was like, this man. Because he's that kind of stylist that's like a hit and a miss. I was like, what have you done to my man? So for this week's Met Gala, I'm just hoping it's Law. Because yes, last year's outfit was good.
I'm excited for this year, Met Gala. I'm excited.
I'm not going to be able to stay up and watch the Met Gala because I have an exam on Tuesday.
Oh.
And last year's Met Gala was so fun.
It was
a super uber fun space, which is apparently where Roy discovered the genius and amazingness that is me.
That is true.
But last year's Met Gala was so disappointing because not Lewis wise, but so many people did not keep the theme. And I feel like this was going to happen this year. Because this year, we should be seeing corsets and, like, the poof and the flip. And, like, because it's, like, Gilded Age America.
Yeah. Last year's theme was also a little weird, too. But, like, they didn't keep to it.
No, they never keep to theme. But I'm like, if you're not going to be keeping to theme, be dramatic.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why the Kardashians annoy me. Because they just be wearing basic clubbing outfits. And I'm like, what are you doing? Does this look like the VMAs? Like, what misbehavior are you doing? Are you Kanye's dates to a music concert? Please, please respect yourself. I need va-va-voom. I need drama. I need Rihanna in that spongy yellow dress that she yes. wore a couple years ago. I need extra.
The armor one. I really love the one where they had that, like, the, I can't remember the theme.
I need Lona's ex last year with three outfits changes. That is the energy I need. I need Lady Gaga in her meets dress at the VMAs. Like, oh, for gosh. Me, if you're not going to keep the theme, you gotta go bold. You gotta go drama. So, like, I probably obviously will not be able to watch it because.
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching it in your spirit. I'm very excited.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, please do so.
I'll send you good ones. You don't have to look at them, but if I see good ones,
send me the bad ones so I can slander it during next week. So, we'll do a little section in next week's episode.
Yeah, we can do that.
Gala outfit reviews.
I'm definitely down for that. Okay. We can do a midweek or post week. Little
midweek episode. I was like,
not even the episode. We can either do a midweek episode of the Met Gala where it's like a quick like 10 to 15 20 minutes. Yeah, so it's more like, it's not really a throwaway episode, but it's just kind of one of those
that
like,
would
hey.
Be fun.
Yeah, I think so
let
too.
Us know if you want that.
Yeah, I we yes, might make actually, it anyway, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, even if nobody says anything, I say this, but I understand influencers now who go, everybody's been asking, so just to let you know my outfits, I'm like, bitch, ain't nobody asking where your outfits
are. I just wanted to do this. Like, yeah.
So watch me come here midweek and be like, oh my god, guys, the response was overwhelming. Y'all really wanted this bonus
hundreds
episode.
Of thousands of requests for the Met Gala. Debrief. All right, so let's get into a little bit of the F1 news this week. So obviously... Yawn. Obviously this week hasn't been, it's not a race week, so it's not the most exciting. However, everyone's favorite ex-Mercedes driver, Nico Rosberg.
Jimmy Valtteri. Oops. What about him?
Exactly.
Jimmy Valtteri.
Yeah, right. Nico Rosberg. Hot off the heels of his helping commentating the last race.
No, let's just pause there. Not Roy with the hot off the heels. Where do you think you are? Not hot off the heels.
Okay. I'm a budding journalist. No, so he basically was continuing because during the race he had been obviously praising George, slandering Mercedes, and shading Lewis, saying if George can get hit the car, the exact same car over here, it can't just be Mercedes. Essentially insinuating that some of it was part of Lewis. And I think he continued on saying a little bit more of that, saying he's seeing that there is likely tension that'll form at Mercedes because Lewis hates being second to anyone, right? He hates being behind any other driver, which again, like they're all Formula One drivers looking to be world champions. So like, that's like saying-
Unless you're Latifi, don't you always hate being or your Max Verstappen's teammates?
Yeah, especially in a world
where
only
everybody hates.
Yep, yeah.
Being second to someone, like,
so it really doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's like him saying the sun is bright,
the logic is not logic-y.
Yeah, and I think this is an attempt by Nico to just kind of do the whole media stirring, because also Nico has been a driver and he knows that there's way more factors that go into kind of everything. He understands, like, if you look at the race, George had an amazing and had an incredible start. He chose the right line and he got into a good place. And the one overtake he did have was an overtake, which I covered last time a little bit, but was basically a non-DRS train overtake, right? Which technically is a little bit easier. It was still a great overtake on Magnussen, but that's what happened. The difference with what Lewis was in, he was in a DRS train. So these are all things that Nico would know and understand. And I'm not going to harp over it because, yes, I'm still pissed off at Gasly.
No, y'all can't see me, but I'm out here laughing because Roy was like, which I covered last week. Like, he sounds like them vloggers or like newspaper columnists. I covered this in my column last week, so refer back to that. And yeah,
he's please go listen to the last episode if you like, you know? But no, I don't want to beat on the horse that I killed last weekend. It's already dead.
You're clearly still there. Like, I don't want to be there, but you're clearly still there.
I'm not over it. Guess me why? It's because of you. No,
he's
but
clearly still
Nico
there.
Knows it's a very different situation. So Nico trying to say that there is something more that Lewis isn't doing that George is obviously doing, especially after this race of all races, is a little shallow and hollow. He's just trying to be an instigator in terms of drama and be kind of that journalist who's going to say whatever no one else is afraid to say. Okay. So I found it very disingenuous.
So like, I obviously don't know. I don't know what happened. I didn't read all these articles. Like, I'm unaware of like what exactly Nico said.
She's me this week. We basically flip-flop because I'm usually the one who has no idea what's going on.
But I am convinced Nico Rosberg is writing a book about his time at Mercedes, because there is no other reason why you're putting yourself into the limelight to be chatting absolute bullcrap. Like, literally, at this point, his mouth is an anus, because every time he opens it, shit is coming out. Like, I literally do not have the... And, like, what are you waffling about? What are you waffling? And Spence had it right when he was, like, somebody who ran away from defending his championship because he was too scared. Like...
And he wants to start Spence talking about this stuff.
Spence, like, I don't know if you missed that, but Spence really laid into the people's on Sunday and Monday. He really laid into Nico. Oh, Lord! Preach, Jesus! Hallelujah! He really laid into it. But no, at this point, I need Nico Rosberg to just shut his wife mouth and just don't be talking. Just don't be talking. Like, because literally, like, it makes no... How are you hopping on about the same thing every single time? Every single time. Because, like, in one breath, he's trying to diminish Lewis. And in another breath, he's trying to hype Lewis up so that what he did will seem even more miraculous that he was able to beat Lewis. So, like, I can't even... I don't have the energy... the time for his nonsense, but I'm convinced he's trying. This is like a publicity stunt or something, because can you really be that stupid?
That's what I'm saying. He's not. I mean, he's supposed to be this very cerebral person who really understands Formula One and the cars and this and that. Nico knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying. He understands there is
He's no, doing it you intentionally.
Can't, you can't just look at a race and be like, oh, this guy finished here, this guy finished here, black and white. I know exactly what happened. And that's essentially all his comments are. He knows that's not what it is.
And he's very much that kind of person who likes to insinuate that he knows something is going on. And I'm like, just you don't know, though. You're not there. Like, they're not telling you shit. You're floozy for Sky Sports. It's not like Mercedes still, like, is giving you intel.
Yeah, Mercedes definitely. And they definitely would never tell him anything about Lewis. I feel like Lewis has
because that man cannot close his mouth.
Anti-Nico clause. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, so it was a little bit annoying seeing it continuing on. I've been trying to forget him, or at least like dislike him less, but he makes it real, real hard.
The thing is, I didn't even dislike him before. I just literally, like, I had no energy or vim for him. Like, he's not even like in that like Alonso category where I absolutely despise him. Like, for me, he reminds me of like a child.
Yeah, like, I mean, you he's petulant.
Like, no, he reminds me of, you know, all these people who peaked in high school and then keep high school beef going for, like, years, even though, like, there's no reason to. Like, that's the energy he's giving, because why are you opening your mouth constantly talk about something that happened? He's worse than Damon Hill. He's giving Damon Hill energy. The same way Damon Hill is still talking about how Michael Schumacher crushed him or whatever that nonsense beef he had with Michael Schumacher, is the same way Nico is always talking about Lewis. Someone who was teammates with Lewis, I know it takes more than skill on the track to be... Go on, cry in your wife's bosom, please, and don't annoy me.
Button doesn't even try and merchant Lewis's teammates, being teammates with Lewis nearly.
He does this, but not as much as Nico.
Yeah, not as Nico, that's all. Nico's word is...
Nico, during my time at Mercedes. Like, I tweeted how, like, that was their entire personality, the two of them, and how they had been, like, Lewis's teammates. Because every time they asked them for an opinion on someone, as someone who's been teammates with Lewis, are you the only person who's been teammates with Lewis? Calm your titties. Where's Heikki Kovalainen? He's been teammates. I'm obsessed with Heikki.
You are.
Every time, where's Heikki Kovalainen? Sorry, I mean the person. I don't mean Heikki.
Yeah.
Just making sure you know.
Okay. Okay. That joke died several episodes ago.
Did it die?
No, but keeping with Mercedes, another bit of news kind of from the Mercedes garage is that before they were not going to be bringing any upgrades till Spain because of logistics. It seems, if I'm correct, that I saw that Toto said they would be bringing some upgrades to Miami. And I think I thought that they would do this. I wasn't 100%. I thought that they should. Let me be correct. I thought that they should do this because every weekend, they are looking for data, right? That's their favorite phrase.
You say, how is the appropriate way to say data?
To be honest, I don't know. I always say data.
Too.
So, right, they're going to be bringing upgrades to Miami. And I thought they should just because everything that they've been doing up until this point hasn't done too much. And I thought that it only made sense, even if it costs more money and we have a budget cap, to bring upgrades sooner, pay a little bit more up front, and get a jump start on collecting and analyzing your data now. Because saving money for the future on upgrades that might not do anything or help anything, because A, they're still trying to understand the car, and they're going to have to just bring upgrades naturally because their car needs to better suit different tracks. So Toto saying that they would be bringing upgrades to Miami made a lot of sense to me, and I'm actually glad and I'm happy. Because whether they're good or bad, we're getting jump started on that route. What do you think?
Before I address whether I think it's a good idea or a bad idea, is that I don't believe him until I see those upgrades on the car. Until I can tell the difference between the car, I don't believe that man. He's waffling and just talking too much. Fucking flagpole. But I think it's a good idea for morale. I think logistically, I know it's a bad idea.
Yep, absolutely.
To bring upgrades to Miami, like, it just makes no sense. Like, cost-wise and everything, it's easier for them to just take it to Spain. And okay, it's possible also, like, possible that the reason they didn't want to bring it to Miami is also because maybe they thought the parts wouldn't be ready on time.
Yeah.
So like they have the upgrades on the, like, obviously the drawings and stuff, but like they thought the parts wouldn't be producing on time. So maybe they put a rush job and now they feel like it's ready, but it could be that it's ready for one car and not the other.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Something's changing. Like they're doing something. Because for like the first beginning of the season, it's just felt like they're not doing anything. Like, I'm sure they're doing stuff. But for the fans, all the fans can see is what's going on behind the scenes. So whatever they're doing that is, and what's going on track. So as long as your results aren't on track, like, the only person that can see the results is you guys. The fans can't see that. So it's a good idea, definitely. Logistically, that sounds super expensive, but we move.
Yeah.
I still don't know if it's like, I still don't believe it until I see it, because that's just my policy now with Toto, but let's see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm very much with you. I think for me, I'm looking at it less in terms of optimistic about what the upgrades are going to do. I want them to be good, but I feel as a team, especially since it's going to be a month and every day, every week is important, bring those upgrades now instead of waiting 2 weeks to a month later to bring them, just gets them under studying that new information sooner.
Like, and we can
right, and we can assess whether like this upgrade would have been crap anyway, so we can get that jump start on it. Because again, we spent all that money last year saving just to not have a car that's a rocket ship now. So screw your money saving opportunities. So as we kind of continue on kind of this upgrade track, Ferrari themselves have also announced that they have not brought any upgrades to their car, which is an interesting development because as we saw this past weekend, the Red Bull was really the commanding car, vastly superior.
And if you're in my side of the aisle, the Red Bull has always been the vastly superior car.
Exactly.
And we just finally saw it.
Yep. And on top of that, right, even linking these upgrades, I think Horner was saying that the Red Bull, he was attributing their great success, especially this past weekend, to the upgrades they're bringing. So the upgrades that they have brought would have made their already great car that much better, which would explain just why Max and Perez had such great pace over Ferrari and Charles, and I guess Sainz to an extent. And so it's very interesting seeing how Red Bull, I mean, not the exact same pace in terms of their upgrade schedule as they did last year, but they're very much being aggressive.
Last year was just immense. The fact that they didn't win the Constructors Championship is embarrassing.
Yeah. So they're clearly still on a very aggressive, need to get to the front, need to upgrade our engine, make sure it's reliable, need to bring whatever aero package upgrades we can. They're still very much on a more aggressive line. And Ferrari is kind of following the same philosophy they had when they announced their car, where it was very no frills. Hey, this is what we have. This is what you see is what you get. We're not playing any tricks or games. And maybe they're kind of continuing that philosophy of this is what we are into their upgrade schedule. And they're saying, hey, look, we planned out our year. This is kind of what we want to do. And so.
Which I think is not a bad idea. Like, I don't think off of one race, there's any reason for them to panic.
Exactly.
They're still ahead in the constructors and in the drivers. And if they had a schedule they were following before the season started, there was no need.
Exactly. And Charles has proven he is extremely competent. Signs, I mean, outside of his, we all know.
Okay.
It's so hypocritical
of Roy to say that, because in the notes, what Roy actually said is they are saving money because they know that their driver is prone to crashing. That is actually
I was going to get there. No, I was going to get there.
Charles showed himself to me. I was waiting for you to say the bozo, G. And then
Don't worry, I was getting there. I was going to say Charles has shown he's a very good driver in terms of his pace, and Sainz has shown signs of it. So he just needs to kind of get this like weird phase he's in. And I think also he said midweek this week that he's been trying new things, different things that he normally doesn't do, which could explain his kind of erraticness on the track. So, I mean, again, this, you can only play so much belief when a driver is trying to explain away why they're not doing so well. But they're both fast drivers. And so Ferrari might be really focused on staying on their kind of plan. But also, it's way better for them to just be smart and save their money, because as we predicted, Charles, eventually, no matter how many good races he has, no matter how amazing he's looking, he's gonna shunt it in a way that just does not make sense. And so maybe it would also behoove Ferrari to keep a little bit of money in the back for when he puts his car into the wall, as he has proven himself very prone to doing. But yeah, so I mean, it's very interesting just looking at how Ferrari and Red Bull are approaching kind of this season. Obviously, they're in very different places. Ferrari's car has been much more reliable and also quick. And they've very much been able to dominate the start of this season, not just by having a good car, but it being more reliable. Red Bull, on the other hand, whether their car is the quickest or not, we're going to defer to Reyna and say it is. They have not been reliable at all, right? And it doesn't matter how fast your car is if it can't finish a race. And so I would wager a lot of their time is figuring out their reliability, but also they clearly don't seem to stop in terms of their upgrade. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, Mercedes needs to get back in this in whatever way that they can. But yeah, so as far as kind of our super heavy news segment, that's kind of done. But we did have a little bit of fun for this week. This one was specially concocted from the wonderful mind of Reyna.
So, okay, the idea is we give our ideal driver lineup, like that would work together, blend well, give you consistent 1-2s based on different number of scenarios. So like a choose based on 2 scenarios. So you give your ideal 1-2, so it's like a 2x2 thing. I'm gonna explain. I'm sorry if this sounds confusing. So it's based on talent and based on what you can afford. So ideally, the one that's based on talent, you pick 2 top drivers that you feel like will work well together and will also get you the results and won't crash into each other and stuff. And then the one that based on money, you pick like our super top driver and who you consider to be like a mid affordable driver that will complement that car, that driver in a dominant car. And then you do those two parameters based on every driver that's ever driven in an F1 car and the current F1 grid. So it's a bit confusing, but I feel like you get it as we go. So firstly, we're going to do for based on talent.
Yeah.
You go first.
Always me first.
Based on talent, every driver in history,
yeah,
two top drivers that you put in your team, personalities won't clash, everything will work out. Lewis and who? Because like...
Thank you, exactly. Thank you. Because let's be real. Let's be real. Because we know this
podcast. So really, this is about who would we choose
who to partner are we choosing Lewis? Exactly.
That is thank this you, game. This you, game is who would we choose to partner Lewis?
So I won't lie. I almost wanted to say Senna, but I feel like... I don't think it would work. I don't even know why Lewis likes that man
because they would hate each other.
Yeah, I think they would hate each other as teammates. They are the type of people who need to be separate to respect each other. But I feel like if they were teammates, they are just so highly driven and so highly competitive that like they would just clash. Their personalities as teammates would clash. Some people are just better off friends and not like partners in crime. So I do have one. I was just thinking about it. And I'm really embarrassed. I forgot his name because I'm terrible with name, guys. I really am. Who's our second flying Finn? Second flying Finn.
Oh, okay.
McLaren era. Not Mika.
Mika.
No, the second one. Flying Finn. Mika was our first flying Finn. Yes, Kimi. I think McLaren.
Slow down. You forgot Kimi's name?
I forget people's name. I'm really bad. I've forgotten my age before. Kimi Räikkönen. Yes. I think Kimi, especially McLaren West, Kimi and Lewis Hamilton at any stage in his career would be great because Lewis is known as somebody who doesn't play games. Kimi doesn't play games. Kimi is super straightforward. Lewis is a little bit more of a kind of the bad boy where he's more like if I had to choose one of the two who would disobey team orders, it's more likely to be Lewis. However, and Kimi has also shown in the past that like he's more than willing. Like if he has no chance, he doesn't care. Go for it, right? So I feel like those two would complement each other really well because there would be a lot of mutual respect. They're both extremely fast, especially Kimi at that era. And I don't know, I just feel like you get like great racing because they would, because of that respect, there wouldn't be weird animosity. I don't know. I'm not a huge Kimi Räikkönen fan. I really am not. But I think those two would be great.
I rate your team. Yeah. But I think my team would win constructive.
Let's see. Yours. Well, you have history. I feel like I know. I almost.
Lewis? Oh, actually.
Don't say this.
I need you to write on your paper write on your phone.
I already know who you think I'm going to choose.
No. I want you to write it and on your phone. And then, like, when I say turn it around, it's not who you think it's going to be.
I don't think they would be good teammates.
I'm going to first say who he thinks I'm going to say, and then I'm going to say who mine is.
You know who I think it is.
Have you written it?
But I've written it. But I know there would be bad teammates, but...
Hold your phone. Roy is thinking I'm going to say Alain Prost.
Yes.
Knew it!
But I know you won't say it. I also know you won't say it.
Who I am saying is Sir Stirling Moss. That's who I am saying.
Oh.
Greatest driver to never win a world championship.
That actually would
be... Four-time runner-up. So Stirling Moss and Lewis would make a legendary team. Like,
that would be dope.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I'm British so excited.
British bias.
It's not British bias. Stirling Moss is amazing. And he's talented without being egotistical.
Yeah.
Which is a very rare.
That's what you
very
need.
Very rare in a top driver.
Yeah. It's honest. That's why I really liked Kimi and Lewis because I felt like egos balance.
Cause I can't choose. You can't choose Fangio. You can't choose Senna. You can't choose Prost. You can't choose Schumi. None of them will go. But if I wasn't choosing Moss, I would choose Jackie.
Sorry, excuse me, not Jackie Stewart. Brain went farther. Not Jackie Stewart.
Who are you thinking?
I'll literally look it up. No. I'll look it up. Keep going.
Okay. Anyways, I was going to choose Gilles Villeneuve.
Okay.
Who was Jack Villeneuve's dad who died to see Jackie Stewart. That would have been my other if I wasn't choosing Stirling Moss. But it's a Stirling for me.
Okay.
Stirling and Lewis would be like epic.
I'm with that. I'm definitely with that.
Okay. Still, we're sticking talent-wise, not budgetary.
Okay.
Roy, who would you pick?
Jim Clark. I was thinking F1 Jim Clark, not Jackie Stewart. Sorry.
Oh, Jim Clark. Okay. Current F1 grid.
Current F1 grid?
Lewis.
To pair Lewis?
You know what? We should play this game without Lewis. Better you go for it. Lewis and who?
Okay. Lewis and who? Honestly? Probably Lewis and Charles.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think. I can't. Who else would it? I mean, like,
I guess there's not a lot of top drivers on the grid currently. Like,
we can bring VB back, but I feel like that's like being like stale and dry.
I think VB would be the like for the second category that we're
doing. He's de facto, but like I don't want to be basic.
Oh, I feel like because I was gonna say George, of the top drivers.
I feel like it's George or Charles.
Yeah, it's George or Charles.
I really do George or Charles. Everyone else, I don't rate highly enough or care about them nearly enough.
Obviously, Max Alonso are the other quote unquote top drivers.
I mean, I can see Alonso being teammates with Lewis again. The only person I can see, I can't see Lewis and Max being teammates, but
I cannot see Lewis being teammates with any of those people.
The only reason I see Alonso is because they're both old men now. So I feel I would hope.
Alonso is a child in an old man's body.
I would
that hope. That man is holding grudge. How are you holding a grudge from 2008? Do you know, 2007, sorry. Do you know how many things have happened to me since 2007? I've started high school. I finished high school. I've started college. I finished college. I've started uni. Gone like almost the whole way. Had a mental breakdown. Changed my course. Started a different uni. And I'm now about to finish. And you are holding beef for that long. Do you know how many people I've dated in that time? Do you know how old I was? I was 10. I talked to maybe 3 people that I knew back then that are not family members. And this man is still holding a grudge. Like, he could have married and had a child by now. And that child will be almost at F1.
But that's the thing. I'm hoping he would be slightly more mature. I mean, honestly, I think his camaraderie with Ocon is very false. I don't buy it for 1 second. The way he seems like he's trying to build up Ocon in this, I feel like he's doing that because he has to.
Let me tell you, he's no nice option. To everyone now, except Lewis. Like, and that's how I know if he was teammates with Lewis again, chaos and drama. Because he's so nice to everyone on the grid. Except Lewis.
But I think he's being fake. I think he's nice to them because he has no choice.
No. I think it's that he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't really see them. In his mind, he can best anyone on the grid. Like, he's the best.
The only person he can.
On the grid. But it's not that he can't. The only person that he has already not been, like, he's already had the chance and didn't.
Yep.
And as a rookie.
That's what I'm telling you, Lewis. Thoroughly.
I don't even know why that man is still in. He should be on the Mediterranean in a yacht, in a thong, shaking his ass.
In Dubai.
Not Dubai, okay. Please. When I leave, maybe.
Okay, so I think you had another category.
Okay. Based on money, like, you can't afford 2 top drivers. You need a top driver and a mid driver.
Where's Albon fit team? In terms of, is Albon a mid driver?
Yeah.
Then probably Lewis and driver. Albon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Current grid in history.
Because
I was asking in history, but you've asked current grid. Mine is history. Obviously. It's fine. You've done current grid. We'll do history after.
Okay. Because I was in.
Why Albon?
I feel like Albon. I don't know. How do you say? Is it Albon? Albon. Okay. I don't feel like Albon. Whenever I see him, he doesn't have like a killer instinct type of mentality whenever he's doing what he's doing, which I feel like would make him more ideal to be paired with Lewis, because Lewis is better than him. So he doesn't need somebody with ego checking him below him. And K-Mag, while being super talented, that man, I know if he tried to be paired up with Lewis, would be going at his head, doing his damnedest to beat him, even though he's not as good. And I can't think of any other like lower tiered at the moment, mid to lower tiered drivers who would function as well with Lewis. I don't want him to be partnered with Lando because I don't like Lando. So that
can you see how my my team is about to win the Constructors of AOs again?
Okay, listen.
You can see the name in your head.
Who am I forgetting?
And you just didn't say it.
I forgot it. Who?
ST-Bestie on the
moon! Oh my God!
ST-Bestie on the moon! I don't know how I give you a chance to say it's
right. You're right.
ST-Bestie clear as day. They will dominate that championship.
I was looking for a docile driver and I just
completely. Cleo is so happy because the moment you said Albon, she must be jumping right now. Cleo must be twerking. She must be shaking ass and titties.
I'm sorry, but you're right.
You can't take it back.
How did I forget? Albon? And I love him. Okay, stop twerking. Yeah. That is the better. I'll give you that. Yeah, you're right.
Was supposed to get VB seats in like 2019, 2018. The fact that did not happen is the most heartbreaking thing that has ever happened to me in F1 until Abu Dhabi. Yeah. ST-Bestie should have been Lewis's teammate.
That would have been dope.
They're a match made in heaven, and I still see it happening.
That would have been so dope. Yeah. That would have been so dope. Oh, I forget.
I really wanted George to fuck up last year and like get sent to Cleo Cup.
Oh my God. The way you don't like this man. Is there another category or should we expand this throughout time?
Throughout time.
Okay.
The same, like money, mid and...
Mid and throughout time. This is a little bit harder for me, the mid drivers. I don't know these.
Okay, Amade, you can just do somebody in like
2000. No. I think, what's his face?
Oh my God, I know who you're going to pick.
Who? Schumacher.
I'm writing it. No, who is that? Oh, Barrichello? No.
Yeah.
Is that who you're picking?
I was going to choose Barrichello. That man sacrificed his entire... I mean, he was talented when he was Schumacher's teammate, but like he agreed to be second. Like...
Barrichello was actually a very decent choice.
Yeah, especially when he was with Schumacher. He was a very good driver. It was only after he left that like his talent
started. Yeah, but he was
like,
old by then. No, exactly. He was already old by then.
But like he was a very decent driver and he was...
I didn't think you were going to say Barrichello.
No, yeah, I rate him highly because he was a good driver and he didn't have the ego to be like, okay, I have to be first. And I don't want to think that Lewis would make him be a second place driver. I want to think that if Lewis and Rubens Barrichello were teammates, whoever was clearly in the lead at some point and had the better chance to get the championship, the other driver would do what they needed to do to make sure that they won, right? Kind of like last year, where I think in those last four races, Lewis thought it was over. And then Lewis was basically told the team, hey, fine, the championship's gone. Just like, let me know what me and Valtteri need to do to make sure we get this constructor. Like Lewis very specifically was ready. He's like, constructors is over. I'm a big man. I've got seven. Drivers is over. I'm a big man. It's whatever. Let's get this constructor because at least we can get Mercedes 8. So I feel like Lewis absolutely has an ego, just like most of those other drivers. But I feel like he's good at keeping his ego in check if he's not with somebody who's trying to ego him. And so I feel like that would be a very harmonious relationship. Two top tier drivers. Obviously, I called Rubens second tier because that was the question. But I think that would be great since he was the second driver.
The way I'm struggling to think of second tier drivers.
It's hard. Because you're going to, when you try and go before 2007, it's actually hard. Genuinely.
Obviously, the first person to come to mind is Mark Webber.
Oh, you don't want Mark
Webber. Who? Who are you saying?
Hecky Kovalainen.
Actually, no.
I know you like him. You rate him, first of all.
I don't rate him. I just like him.
Yeah, but you like him.
I don't rate him.
Mark Webber
and I would Lewis actually is not say a good pairing. Mika Häkkinen, but obviously Mika Häkkinen is not.
Yeah, he's not.
Can you be a second tier driver if you've won a championship?
No.
Because I feel like Rosberg or Damon Hill technically
no.
could
be second tier. No, I think if you're gonna call, I feel
it
like
has to be someone who hasn't won a championship.
No, it's not. Yeah, they haven't won, but you have to take them at their prime. So technically, Rubens was very talented, but because he was relegated to the number two, I'm going to count him as a second tier driver on a technicality, not on a talent.
You're rating. Saying I shouldn't say
no.
Mark Webber.
Do you really think he'd be a
good? Oh, I know who I would choose. No. Scratch that. I know. Cubita.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know him too well when he was.
He had the potential. He was such a good driver. Yeah, that's my person.
I just don't know his personality. I saw very little of him when he was with
Surprise category, George. Roy.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to be on a team, you want to win the Constructors. Or your team goes down, like you sell your team if you don't win the Constructors. You can pick two drivers. You have money, but you can't pick Schumacher or Lewis. Two drivers you put in your team.
Two drivers and put on my team. Oh, wow.
History.
Okay. God, I can't believe I'm going to say this, man.
Don't steal him from me.
I'm deliberating between three or four drivers right now.
Okay.
I don't know which way I want to go. I'll give you, I'm very confident I know who you're going to say on this one.
You know who I'm going to say. It's the person you thought I was going to say before. Okay.
I'm going to let you have this one because I do think he is good.
Great.
And sadly, the pairing he did have at the time is also probably the optimal pairing for him because they pushed each other to the brink.
Who are you talking about?
Your partner's nemesis and eventual friend. I thought they were never friends. They at the end, weren't they? You're right. They weren't.
Prost and Senna were never friends. They hated each other till the end.
No, I don't think.
They hated each other. They were just pretending.
God, I can't believe I'm going to say this man's name out loud. I'm going to have to say.
Who could it be?
Alonso. I know. Gosh, it pains me to say that out loud.
And who, Ray?
I'm not gonna go too far back in history because I just don't know it well enough. So I'd just be naming people who've won something. Mm-hmm. But I wanna say Peak Alonso and Peak Kimi again. I was gonna say Mika, but I don't know how Alonso and Mika. I don't know Mika's competitive personality was at the time, but like
I'm about to bring mine.
All right, what's up?
And I rate that. But my team would either beat your team or we would crash into each other. I'm here for it. Prost, baby Prost, my love. And Niki Lauda.
Ooh. Oh, how did I forget Niki Lauda? What is wrong with me? Oh, I would have chosen Niki for sure.
Rubbing hands together.
I would have chosen Niki for sure. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do think... Yeah. I don't know if your team is better than mine, but... I do think that, like,
you rate Kimi way more than Kimi should be rated. Like,
no, I rate old Kimi, especially like 2000. Yes. Was it
for that one year and 1 year only?
2003, 2004. Even Lotus Kimi was good though, and their car wasn't that good.
Anyways,
it's not capital.
Surprise question for you, Roy.
But I did also say maybe Mika.
If you were Yas Capital, what two drivers would you have in your team?
Yas Capital.
Do you know that who that is?
I could really, yeah. The Williams people.
Okay. I was ready. Imagine if you're like, yeah, the Alfa Romeo guy.
No, okay. So is this in terms of who we can realistically acquire?
Yes. Okay. Of course. No, we just put Lewis in there.
Right.
Who you can afford, who's available, who you can convince to come to your team.
K-Mag and Albon. I feel like those two I can convince.
Yeah. Okay.
With my current grid. I think Albon's doing a great job there.
Well, not from the current grid.
Oh, not from the current grid?
No, from forever? Current available. No, not forever, but current available crop of drivers.
Okay.
Mine was going to be Albon and Piastri.
Oh, true. I forgot about Piastri.
Or actually Piastri and Van Dorn, just because Albon does not deserve a seat.
I didn't know she would drop. I didn't know she'd drop.
The way I don't like that man.
While I am open to new drivers coming in, I would rather flush out the older drivers. A certain man with a V and a certain man with an A. and then let me
Vettel and Alonso. Bye. Why are you coding it? They don't listen to our podcast anyways. Like, there's no way any Vettel fans have listened to this podcast.
Well, we have Suez fans, I'm sure.
Yeah, don't count. Like, I don't understand that thing, and I'm trying to brainwash you guys to just stop allowing it be a thing. Like,
I like them as people. I'm not a Suez like driver fan. I'm a Suez like individual, like personality fan. I think they're cool friends. Yeah. Anywho, I like my Albin and K-Mag situation. I'd rather Piastri be on Alpine with Ocon.
Yeah, but like, if you can get the person, like, as Jos Capito, because you're not looking at this as like a Piastri fan, you're looking at this as Jos
Capito. I feel Piastri is better.
But I get what you mean.
I feel like Piastri is better than Albin, and Ocon has been in Formula One a little bit longer, and so I think Piastri could learn a bit more.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I'm saying, if you're Jos Capito.
Yes, if I'm Jos Capito,
who would you want? Yeah,
I'd probably just choose K-Mag and Albon because K-Mag is proven. Yeah, no, this is a fun game. I like this exercise. And then maybe next time we can do one where it's no Lewis is allowed. Although we did have a few no Lewis when it was just like the legacy
one.
We
just did a no Lewis, yeah.
Yeah, and those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much.
We haven't done Star of the Week.
Oh, crap. Look at that. Is it Star of the Week? I thought I'd like changed it. Oh, shoot.
No.
Moment of the Week, in case you don't have moment? A star. In case you don't have a person, maybe there was a
Well, favorite. Those can be two different things, though.
No,
I know you added that moment so you can.
Yes, exactly.
Give a moment. No, exactly. But I think those are two different things. Like, your moment of the week for your personal self, and then. Anyways, what's your moment of the week, Rick?
Okay, so Friday, I took myself out to eat, got some seafood, like a seafood boil. And while I was there, there was this server, this girl, she was just talking to me, whatever. I'd worn my UIC hoodie, and she's like, oh, I almost went there. And then we just eventually just started chatting up about life and like what she wanted to do or whatever, school and whatnot.
Not really hitting on the waiter.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. So at some point, she eventually tells me how like she recently like recorded this rap song with her other coworker, and like a lot of the people had eventually left the restaurant, and so she and her coworker blast the song.
Showed you this, cute.
No, yeah. I'll send it to you. They blast the song. And they just start like, they stand on the chairs and the tables in the restaurant, and they're just rapping, they're live performing their rap to me. It was hilarious. And that was definitely my moment of the week, because I'm just over star here of the week. Eating. I don't have a star of the week. I didn't talk to anyone. I literally have been by myself.
Your sister?
She's gone. She was in Mexico this weekend. My cousin, she's Liberian, she's getting married. And so they're doing their bachelorette.
Okay, it's fine. I pardon you from having a star of the week.
I've been by myself.
Because you sound like rather boring me. Anyways, my moment of the week was, I guess yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. I don't remember now. I was on the phone with like my soulmate for like 45 minutes. It was very good therapy, and like, we chat a lot, not romantic soulmate, right? We chat like a lot of like shit and gossip, and we haven't done that in like a while. And I think yesterday as a whole was my moment, my day of the week. I went shopping in the morning. I got new skincare stuff from Fenty. And then my star of the week is my friend Faye, who just was there for me at my lowest this week and like reminded me of certain things I needed to know. So that was pretty good. Yeah. Anyways, Roy, do you want to say, do you have anything? Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. My final thoughts are always very back direct to Formula One. Hashtag Mercedes AMG Petronas F1 team, please. I'm begging you. I I forgot about last weekend, and I need something this weekend to desperately be happy for. My Bulls and my other team, my Raptors, lost this past weekend. They're knocked out. So,
everybody, thank you so much for listening to us on this rambly roller coaster of an episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We absolutely appreciate it. And we love you guys. Bye, darlings.